You're listening to SBS News.
The Thai party, which has named Prayut Chan-o-cha as its prime ministerial candidate, is leading the results from the weekend's general election in Thailand. It's the first general election in the country since the 2014 coup, with more than 10,000 candidates from about 80 parties competing for the 500 lower house seats. Early exit polls showed Pheu Thai, the party aligned with former ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, leading the popular vote. But as it neared midnight, a remarkable turn of events. With 94% of polling counted, the Election Commission reported that the pro-military Palang Pratarat was leading with 7.69 million votes. The Thaksin-linked Pheu Thai party trailed with 7.23 million votes. That means current Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha is all but certain to serve another 5 years, although Pheu Thai party leader Uttama Sawanayana was playing his cards close to his chest.
We are pleased with the results so far. And with respect to any discussion with other parties, in view of forming the next government, we have not gotten to that stage yet.
Coming third was the Future Forward Party with around 5.2 million votes. The Democrat Party, the country's oldest, has been hit by the heaviest blow of defeat, which prompted party leader Abhisit Waitatiwa to resign hours after the voting ended at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The Democrats have won only about 3.1 million votes. The official results won't be published until May the 9th, and the Electoral Commission has postponed its media conference twice, so the results remain unclear. The numbers they released were for the popular vote, but don't reflect the 350 parliamentary constituency seats, of which Pheu Thai is likely to win the biggest share. But even if it does, Prime Minister Prayut will probably remain in power because his party is all but guaranteed the 250 Senate seats, thanks to a new constitution drafted under his government. Pheu Thai Secretary General Pumtham Wittayathai says the party was waiting for official results but believes there were irregularities. The party wants to inspect disqualified and spoiled ballot papers.
Today we've found many irregularities, but we cannot conclude what those problems are. We will need time to consider, and we have our own vote counting process, of which we will confirm the result later. At the moment, the Election Commission hasn't announced a clear result, and we're also in the process of gathering our own information. When everything is clear, we will announce our stance.
Thitinan Pongsudrak, a Thai political analyst, says without a majority in the lower house, things could get messy.
In a lower house, the Senate cannot take part in lawmaking. So the numbers for the pro-military parties would have to be strong enough to have a stable government.
The country probably faces several weeks of haggling among political parties before a potentially unstable coalition government is formed. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.